I remember, because it was the 80s, when they had to, like, people would, like, whisper to you. They'd go, hey, did you know wrestling's not real? Like, it wasn't clear to us. We were so stupid back then. Like, we didn't know. And I was like, no, it's real. And then eventually, you know, you figure it out.
Yeah. But at some point, it wasn't even about the wrestling. It was all about the interviews and the storylines in between that were, that's what captivated you, was seeing those interviews with Mean Gene and the Hulk. And it's like, that's what you got into, because you were like, oh, man, this guy, he's about to get it. He's going to get the SmackDown. I can't wait for WrestleMania.
If you didn't know, Nick, that wrestling wasn't real still. You're like, as an adult, someone like opened your whole world had been crashed.
Okay, can I tell you?
Those people are out there.
A 100% true story from, it may not have been this December, but it was, you know, maybe the one before that. But very, very recently. I am well into my adulthood, everybody. We were watching the movie Elf. Great movie. And if you may recall, Elf lives up in the North Pole, and he has to go find his real dad down in New York City. And when he leaves to go, I'm so embarrassed I'm telling the story. When he leaves, he's like, he says goodbye to the narwhal. The narwhal pops up and he says, like, good luck finding your dad. And my 12-year-old said something like, oh, did you know that that's like the narwhal horn is like a tooth or something. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. And I like quietly pulled my phone out and I'm like Googling, and I Googled, are narwhals real? And I thought that they were like aquatic unicorns this whole time.
Yeah.
They look, but they're not. They're real.
It's there very true. And like, especially now, because we kind of treat them like unicorns. Like, they're on every kid book. Like, there are sometimes where you're like, wait, that's real though, right? Right? Because you hear people that don't even know that unicorns aren't real. So, Nick, you're joining us kind of early on in the episode one because we're chatting about narwhals. But rumor on the street has it that you need a little advice, which is my favorite kind of episodes, when we get to use ourselves as, I was about to say test dummies. Maybe that's because we're having so many 90s references.
Guinea pigs.
But guinea pigs in the lab here.
Yeah, I don't know if that's better, but.
Yeah, as the producer of this show, I will go on to the Full Focus Planner community and we'll find show ideas from posts or comments. And I honestly don't remember who said it, but it's come up a bunch of times where people say, what do I write under the your reward section when I'm setting a goal? And when they when I saw that, I went and looked at my planner and said, I don't have any of mine filled out, which hasn't always been the case. I used to be better at this, but I've lost the thread somehow. And I actually just started a new planner. Knowing this was coming, I was like, I'm not even going to try to fill up my goals. So today we're going to talk about goals, the rewards, how to come up with a good reward for your goal. And then we're going to help me come up with some rewards, which I am thrilled about.
So today we're going to give you 5 principles to help guide you through setting your rewards and brainstorm a few of our own as well. So let's get into it.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
All Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Verbs, here with Courtney Baker. Happy Monday to you, Courtney.
Happy Monday. And also joining us is our producer, Nick.
Big hand.
Also known as the narwhal disbeliever, Jaworski.
Sit down. Have a seat.
Standing ovations all over the stadium.
What I love is obviously Nick Jaworski. Obviously, Nick has control over all those sound effects. It was like the most obnoxious like cheering that just like kept going on. It was like, that has got to be an Enneagram 4 with a 3-wing there, people.
No, I'm just excited to be here. Anytime that we can help solve my problems and I get paid for it, that's a real win.
True. Yeah,
that's the triple win right there. So as we mentioned at the beginning, Nick, you are our test subject for the day as we walk through a few guiding principles to help fill out those goal detail pages completely, especially once you get to the reward section. So there's a few principles we're going to walk you through. One of them is just to try goal-related rewards. That's principle number one. Principle number two is to create celebratory experiences. Principle number three is involve your community. Principle number four is practice generosity. And principle number five that we'll talk about is build a small rewards bank. So all of those principles together will help us completely and totally fill out those goal detail pages.
Okay, so the first principle, again, is to try goal-related rewards. This one is pretty straightforward, and I think kind of what we think about, it's kind of like, okay, if I'm going to run a marathon, I can get some new activewear from Vuori or, you know, wherever your favorite place is to get new activewear. Or
Marshalls.
Or Marshalls, you know. if your goal was to cook through an entire cookbook, you know, maybe you get a new pan or, you know, that Instagram tool set that you've been looking at. So pretty straightforward. It's like, hey, if you hit the goal, then you kind of reward yourself with a gift. And I know for a lot of you listening, you may fall in my camp, which is you kind of get in the rut of the goal itself being the reward. Like for me, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I don't need anything extra. Like just the achievement, like aura of achieving the goal is just so much reward in itself. But I will say, even for people like me, it does give you a little, it almost like causes you to celebrate it even more in a different way. So Nick, since you're here, do you have any goals that you're pursuing that you think maybe having a goal-related reward would work well for?
Well, I guess let me ask you first. Do either of you, either now or previously, have examples of this for yourself?
Yes. So I'll say this because I think I fall in the same category most of the time as what Courtney just mentioned is, you know, I feel like if I'm setting or framing the goal properly, then the achievement of that goal is satisfactory enough. But I do agree with that caveat that it actually helps you celebrate it a little bit more. So with that being said, there are goals for some reason, just because I'm somewhat of a sneaker guy. I feel like all my goal rewards are attached to getting a new pair of sneakers, regardless of what domain they fall in. Yeah. So it'll be, you know, if I remember one year I had a goal of where I ran a 5K. So the completion of that 5K was a pair of sneakers.
I love this idea. I think collectively, as a tribe, a community that listens to this podcast, let's just all do that. You know what I mean? Everybody gets new tennis shoes for any goal achievement. I think we would all be happier people, you know? It would just be awesome.
Full focus
I think
sneaks.
That's a really good. Yes, I'm feeling a spinoff coming very shortly.
Yes, it needs to be a thing.
I'm really not good at, I'm so future oriented that sometimes it's hard for me to like even remember the all the goals and all the rewards without like me pulling out my stack of planners, start flipping through them.
I'm sure you would have had one. Like, how did you acquire your Peloton setup? Was that a reward or that was just like, I'm going to do it? Mm. But are there any accessories that you may have?
Yes. I think rewarded yourself with? Yeah, I'm pretty sure when I finished my first challenge on the bike that I got some new gear that I was wanting. And then this is what I do also like is like when you're married, if your spouse is pursuing a goal and their reward also helps you. So it's also how we got like kind of our weight set was he was pursuing a goal. And then when he got it, then we got the weight set. So just pro tip here, you know. Try to influence your partner. Yeah, those rewards can help everybody involved. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of, oh, you know what? I just remembered one specifically, and this is a great one. I can't believe I forgot this. I had a big work goal that I was pursuing a couple of years ago, and I really wanted this nice piece of art for my house, but it was more than what I would normally buy for myself. And so I kind of set aside like, hey, if I get this work goal, I'm going to get this piece of art. And it still hangs in my dining room. I loved it. And so that was my reward. And as a nice kind of reminder, you know, as I'm like in my house of like, oh, that was something big and felt really hard at the time that I achieved.
Let me just throw out, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm going to violate a key rule of the Full Focus system, but I do have 4 goals this quarter, but they are currently my only 4 goals of the year because I've started over. Quarter one did not go well. There's a lot of stuff happening, and I just said, I just have to have a quarter where I can really focus in, and then quarter three, we'll kind of blow it up. But so without getting into too many specifics, but I'll just put these in your brains. There is a goal for me, which is related to a new Full Focus project, which Courtney knows about at least. So that's one, which I'd like to get done. There's an income goal on our side.
Now we wait. It's suspense.
There's an income goal on a monthly goal that I'd like to reach. You know, that's, I think, pretty common for most people. Mm-hmm. There is a tracking my calories goal, which I have had lots of success with in the past that I'd like to do. It's a habit goal for the next 90 days. Track all those calories as they come in just to kind of, I know that can be controversial for people, but it is just to create awareness. Mm-hmm. It's not even necessarily like a restrictive situation. And then I also have a spiritual practice goal of a weekly. During the pandemic, we moved, and so we really kind of fell out. We didn't have a place we were going or a practice that we were doing. And so it was really like, okay, now we can enter the world again, and let's go do stuff that contains things larger than ourselves. So take the family, and every week we got to go to a different place. And so, you know, that's been interesting and great so far. But those are the 4 things, just as we go through these, that we can think about. Hey, everybody, it's Editor Nick from the future, and I just need to pop in here real quick because we just talked about me having 4 goals for this quarter, and we spent a lot of time talking about those 4 goals, particularly that 4th one about a spiritual practice, and long story short, we ended up just going with the first 3 for the quarter. I'm still doing the 4th one, but we didn't really have time to play that out on the show. So just know that in the future of this episode, when we're talking about the goals, we're talking about those first 3. I needed to include this because I wanted everyone to know that Courtney specifically was not happy with this. So we got it sorted out. 3 goals per quarter, 2 to 3. And so just keep that in mind as we move forward.
Principle number 2. Now, this is one I actually did not really think too much about as far as the reasoning behind it, which we'll get into. But principle number two is to create celebratory experiences. So it's kind of just going from the realm, out of the realm of, hey, let me purchase, you know, something to help me celebrate what I just accomplished, or, you know, something that will serve as a reminder. But this is actually doing something to help underscore the accomplishment. So when it comes to rewards, sometimes we're more quick to imagine how we could add to what we have rather than thinking about experiences that we could create for ourselves. So let's consider those same goals that you mentioned earlier. So if your goal was to run a marathon, you could reward yourself by getting a massage or a brand new pair of sneakers. Or if your goal was to cook a stack of recipes, you could reward yourself by leveling up your skills in a cooking class and, you know, creating an experience around that accomplishment. I think a lot of times for me, if I'm, especially at the top of the year when I'm framing these goals up, like if I have 10 goals and then I have to attach a reward that's like a purchase reward to each of those goals, I feel like I'm overdoing it a little bit just because it's all done at one time. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that this creating a celebratory experience is giving another option of how to think about those rewards and how I want to underscore that accomplishment. Yeah. So I do think with those other goals, along the lines of what Courtney was saying, is if there's an experience maybe that can come out of the accomplishment of your revenue goal that is family oriented, maybe it is the zoo, maybe it is, you know, a short travel somewhere, but that could be an experience that could help mark and celebrate that achievement.
I love it. Have you guys ever taken a trip as a reward?
Yes. Well, no, not as a reward. The trip was rewarding. The trip was rewarding.
Was it the goal?
I don't know if I actually attached it to a goal. No, actually, no. That's what it was. Yes. Thank you for saying that. So it was, the goal was to just have a great family vacation that year because it had been so long since we'd actually been on one. So that was the year we actually went to Disney World. So,
yeah, that was an awesome trip. I loved seeing the pictures from that trip, Verbs. I think a lot of times, for example, this year, I have a goal for my husband and I to go on a 40th birthday trip. And that was the goal. But there have been other times where...
Wait, how do you write the reward for that goal?
Again, I don't know if we're using a cheat code on this, but in a goal, say with something like that that's connected to a spouse, a relational goal, a reward is the benefit of actually not just the thing itself, but what comes out of doing or accomplishing that goal. What does it do for that relationship? Can that be seen as a reward or, you know, experience that comes out of the achieving of, you know, the birthday trip? You know, how does that bring you closer together as a couple? Like, if we intentionally thought about it a little deeper, there's other things that are not tangible or necessarily experiences, but they're rewards or that benefit us from accomplishing that.
I feel like we run into the trap a little bit, right? I would be concerned because this is the problem with my goals or my rewards is that I go, well, of course I set the goal because it has value to me, of course. But then I worry that if we – I could easily go, well, of course, more money is great. That's the reward. Or, of course, you know.
More cash won't hurt.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, launching this other project, that's fun and, like, good for business and good for, you know, whatever. So I that's where I've always fallen into. But I do think, especially, like, the trip, especially with a spouse probably, that is a good space to say the reward is, like, focused time, you know, no stress time with this person so that we can rejuvenate and refuel. So I'll allow it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I think we should continue on. And then maybe at the end, once you've got all the options, kind of come to kind of a conclusion. But I do love, I mean, I love principle too. I think experiences are a lot of times the things that we remember the longest versus, I mean, I'm going against what I said earlier about sneakers. Sneakers are awesome, but you may not remember, you know, that's those sneakers, like really even like
Courtney,
4 months from now. Speak for yourself. Yeah. But, you know, you may remember like that night you went to the town over from you and, you know, did a, had an experience or spent time with people. And so I think that is maybe long-term, you know, has maybe even more value, more longevity.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content. And if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
Okay, so principle number 3 is to involve your community. So this is, we've actually kind of, even in the context of experience, we've already kind of been talking about this. This is really just like how to make a celebration more fun. It's adding other people. You know, if you're going to go, now, would it be fun for me right now with a toddler at home to go by myself away from a weekend? Absolutely. It would be amazing. But in general, trips are more fun with other people. Do I need to sleep an entire night? That would be awesome. That would be like the best reward ever right now. But in general, having other people along with you on the reward is just, it's just more fun. And so you can really think about like, what could you do together with either friends or, you know, your partner. If I go back to our example of running a marathon, and maybe you do a really special dinner with your friends who cheered for you during the race. You know, that's, again, a great way of like adding community and kind of an experience together. If, you know, we use our example of like cooking through a cookbook completely, maybe you celebrate by hosting a dinner party with your friends and use the recipes. You know, that's another way of like bringing your community in. So if you're willing, you could even delegate the reward and let someone else surprise you. So that's an interesting twist.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, you could actually say, yeah, so you could say, Nick, you could say to Verbs and I, hey guys, if I meet my revenue goal, I would like you to provide the reward. Don't do that. Again, flip back to said statement about toddler. You may not get a very good reward right now, so don't do that. But maybe someone that you really trust that would really be totally on board with helping you achieve this would be somebody that would be great. And so if my husband is listening, if you want to take on a reward for me and give me a night at a hotel by myself, that would be awesome. But really celebrate them in a really special way. What if somebody showed up, Nick, and they were like, I feel like you would love this. Like, or maybe you shouldn't listen right now. Okay, you could show up to the airport and they could just hand you to like a ticket somewhere and you wouldn't even know. And then it would have like, you know, basically like a place to go, all that kind of stuff. Like, talk about a really great reward.
That sounds amazing.
I'm raising the bar really high over here.
I guess what we need is we need listeners to offer like a free hotel spa package for Courtney. And then another listener can offer Verbs a special pair of sneaks. I don't know enough about them to tell you what they what that would be. And then someone can just show up with some tickets for me. That'd be great. We'll put the P.O. box done. In the show
description. Rock it in.
Great idea.
We're talking about just the importance of involving our community. Because again, I think even if you were like someone like me who would who would describe themselves as an introvert as far as how I recharge, just being starved from that from so long over the past 2 years, it's like, oh, this is what I actually do like about being around others and experiencing, having shared experiences with other people. It's just the community aspect of it. And so I feel like that's so important, to, especially in if it's something that you worked hard at, you set it as a goal because you were, it was something that you definitely wanted to get done or a hurdle that you wanted to overcome, and you've actually did the thing. What better way to remember and mark the occasion by celebrating with other people that are there to celebrate with you for years? You'll remember that moment. And you'll also remember that whatever it took to accomplish that goal, being that it's now complete, that you can do it again in some other domain or some other area of your life as well. So principle number 4 is practice generosity. So one of the best rewards can actually be to treat someone else. I love this because it takes the focus just off of ourselves, because we're already like struggling. It's like, I got to write 8 to 10 goals and I can connect rewards to each of those things. I got to buy myself stuff. Well, this principle is telling you, you don't actually have to buy anything for yourself. You can treat someone else. You could send anonymous flowers. You can cook for someone who hasn't had a homemade meal in a long time. You can create a care package for someone who lives far away. Maybe you know a college student that's about to, has been away from home for a while. Or you can donate generously to maybe a nonprofit that you care a lot about just to help out that cause. So I love this one because, again, I think I could do this more easily than just thinking about something to reward myself with. But I think there's a reward that's built into this as well.
I love this one, and I don't think this is one that I have ever really used personally. And I think it's a really fun one to leverage, especially if you have a really specific, you know, organization that you work with. Or I have a friend that did something really creative for one of her birthdays. She actually mailed out, I think it was $20 bills to, like, I think it was for her 50th. It was like she mailed out 50 $20 bills. And in them, she asked everybody to do something generous with that money in their community. Wow. So it was just this kind of really creative way of like, how could planting a small seed actually grow fruit in, all over her community? And so I thought that was a really neat way to do that. It might be something that you all could use as kind of a goal reward.
And it kind of follows those lines of, you know, on a Facebook, you might have a donate your birthday button to whatever your favorite cause mm-hmm, is. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, guys, don't get me anything. Whatever you were thinking about getting me or whatever you wanted to spend as a gift, put this towards this organization to help mm-hmm. them out.
Yeah. And I mean, I love that, you know, a lot of times with like when you run a marathon or you do some kind of activity like that, you know, there is a way to raise donations. But that you basically, you can say like, hey, I have been pursuing this goal for a long time. You know, if you would like to celebrate with me, like this is how you could join me. So it's like, you're able to be generous, but you're also able to like bring your community along with you. So again, we're doing really good. I would like to commend us on our combination of principles here. We're knocking that out of the park. Look at me celebrating us.
So I love this one. I didn't really think of this necessarily, but I've already, without getting into specifics, I have written a goal on one of the ones that we,
yeah,
while you were talking, Verbs.
Wait, a reward or a goal?
A reward. Sorry, a reward. And
okay,
you know, this is a good example. We are not going more goals. we gotta go less goals, or we're gonna be, people are gonna make us quit this part. Yeah. They're gonna be like, y'all can't host that. Y'all allowed him to have 4 goals in a quarter.
No, so I know that, you know, generosity towards our community and I love all those ideas, but immediately we talked about, if you set a goal for someone else, I'm looking at my revenue goal over the next quarter and some things I want to do for me to be able to, and don't spoil this anybody, but for me to be able to do something nice for my wife as the result of hitting this, it really like sort of fits in with like why you want mm-hmm. money at all. So it really mm-hmm. like it comes right. full circle. So I wrote something down there. So that's a check plus for a reward.
I love that. I love that because awesome. So many times, like, we do not achieve our goals in, like, a silo by ourselves. Like, you to hit that revenue goal that you're, you know, striving to hit, I'm sure your wife is part of that and supporting you in, I'm sure, a whole host of different ways. So the ability to be able to have a reward that actually, you know, really it rewards you in probably multiple ways, but also rewards her is a really powerful tool. Okay, so principle 5, build a small rewards bank. You actually have lots of great ideas for rewards. You probably just don't keep track of them. You know, I think all the time, you know, this happens to me on Instagram where I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Or like, I love that idea. Mm. Like, ooh, yeah, I wonder how we could do that. So rather than just like having those thoughts and letting them pass or just like pining away for that piece of art that you want, you know, start making a list. This is a great idea. The audio. I've done this twice on the episode, like where I'm like covering my mouth, like I'm whispering, but like it doesn't come through on audio. This is a good place, you know, like if in your index, if you're not using your index, you could actually use that section as a rewards like idea list. And it can really include, it could be small things, even like upgrades or purchases you just wouldn't normally make. You know, maybe it's some expensive coffee or a non-essential kitchen utensil. It's that air fryer you've been eyeing for a really long time. Over time, you're just gonna have a really nice list so that when you are thinking of a new goal, you can just turn to that page and be like, oh yeah, that pair of shoes that I've really been wanting. So again, these are just small things that you're going to kind of list so that you don't have to think. And then at Christmas time too, just flip back to that reward list, send it to your friends, parents, spouse. You're all set. Okay, so Nick, you've already got one reward, it sounds like, kind of set.
Let me, to close the loop a little bit on some of these other more full-fledged, uncontroversial goals, which, if we remove the other one, means it's 3 for the quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, I've already expressed mm-hmm. the revenue goal is going to be attached to something for my wife. And this full focus project one, which is, you know, both professional, but really just a thing that I'm very, it's fulfills all of the requirements for a goal, undoubtedly. You know, mm-hmm. it's risky, it's exciting, it's large, you know, whatever. I will, using the small rewards bank idea, I do have, it's, don't make fun of me, it is a very particular vintage pencil that I would like to buy. Yes. And what I like about it is that it does connect to, you know, a pencil is something that you create with, and it is something that you like, mm-hmm. you use in that way to make things. So it connects to that, I think, very mm-hmm. naturally, which is nice.
Can you please post link in the show notes and also
I have to buy.
Oh, there's
this
only one of them.
Well, they're okay. Like from 40 years ago, so I have to be very careful. It's okay. Limited stock. But I think anyone who knows pencils will know.
Everyone pulls over to search vintage pencil. Right.
Yeah, there's like car accidents all over America.
Don't go buy a Nick's pencil.
And then for the calorie tracking one, it's tough because I don't want to connect necessarily food to it. That's always the thing that is so tricky for me. Mm-hmm. But it probably is some sort of, it could be a dinner. It could be, I love making, you know, I've been working on a ramen recipe for a couple of years that, like, since the pandemic started, and I've always been like, I can't wait to have people over to serve everybody ramen and do something like that.
Ooh, I love that. Or like a cooking class or a new cookbook. I love both of those.
Yeah. I think I'm a little, because I've been wanting to do the ramen dinner thing for a while. It's a lot of that's work. Awesome. It's fun, but it's a lot of steps. And so if I can totally. Go, hey, you know, by July 1st, if I've done all this or whatever, then I'm going to throw my dinner. That sounds great. We did it.
Yes.
Boom.
We did it.
So the good news is you don't have to skip the reward for your goal. You can come up with creative, exciting ways to celebrate your success by trying goal-related rewards, creating celebratory experiences, involving your community, practicing generosity, and building a small rewards bank. So, I don't know if we need any final thoughts.
Oh, I have one, guys. I have a final thought.
But I know you have one, Courtney.
I have one. I just frantically search, and guys, there are vintage Lisa Frank pencils out there. Hold the phone. Oh, I'm adding it to my small reward list. So, PSA.
That is awesome.
To all of the Oregon Trail millennials out there, they do exist. So.
So thank you for joining us on Focus on This. This is the most productive podcast on the internet. So don't forget to share it with your friends, and don't forget to join our full Focus Planner community right there on Facebook. We'll be here next week with another great episode. But until then,
stay focused.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.